Now we'll go over to independent candidate Damien Cole, who's on the microphone, and we're just trying to run through as many candidates as we can, or speak to as many people who want to speak to us, because I know that there's voters coming through and people are talking to those. Damien, a very good afternoon to you. Nice to see you.
G'day, Mitch. How are you?
Very well indeed. And how are you going? How are the feet? You've gone barefoot now?
All good. Yeah, it was a pretty warm day today, so we've got the little wading pool next to us as
well. Oh, that's a good idea.
Nice and cool, and yeah, having a really good time down here, speaking to everyone.
Well, I heard that the atmosphere down here is that everyone's hopefully getting along. People are putting their party differences to one side. Is that the case?
Yeah, absolutely. Since Monday last week, actually, everyone's been helping each other out. There's been the VEC people have been, like, the managers there have been great as well, and they keep coming out recycling all the bits of paper. And I do actually really I think that it's great that people are coming back out and giving out all the how to vote cards back to us.
It's a lot of paper. A lot of printing costs for independent candidates like you.
Oh, listen, the cost isn't only financial. It's also trying to reduce the amount of how to vote cards as well, for obviously. Less papers, better. But yeah, we've been coming out, and all of us are helping each other out. And,
like ballot boxes or something being wheeled.
Yeah, they've
through.
Been moving in and out constantly. So there's a lot going on here. It's kind of constant from very early on in the morning till very late at night. So
yeah. Yeah, well, we'll close up here today at 6, so still time for people to come and cast their vote. But have you been surprised by the number of people coming in to do pre-poll?
Listen, I've got no base to kind of go off. This is obviously the first time I've ran, but it's been great, and I've heard it's been a very consistent kind of stream. But the great thing is everyone's stoked, because it means that everyone's in and out within a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
So it saves, obviously, on polling day having to line up for 45 minutes or an hour or whatever it might be. So yeah, coming down, people are in, out. They're going through. I'm kind of going, like, we're kind of it's like multicolored seagulls out here. It's pretty funny. Like, we got the kind of wiggles going on. We've had a fair few jokes and had some music going as well, and trying to keep the vibe, like, yeah, nice and kind of lighthearted as well. Like, we can do politics with a smile.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, it's a long time that you all have to stand out here together, so people might as well get on, I would have thought. And you've got, by the looks of it, two volunteers here with you, because you've got these yellow T-shirts.
We do, yep.
So are they people that, do you know them, or did they just jump on board your campaign? Are they part of the Talkie Alliance? How did all that come about?
So currently, yeah, we've got one. Sue over there is part of the Greater Talkie Alliance and 3228 Residents Association. Yep. And then we've got my campaign manager, who jumped on board. I didn't know him before the campaign, and he jumped on board after listening to a podcast that I did called The Horse's Mouth.
Yes.
From a good friend of mine, John Teague.
Yep.
And he just listened to what I had to say and kind of called me up and said, listen, I love what you stand for, and I really want to help out. And he was kind of probably thinking, oh, I'll hand out a few flyers. And I just went, well, what are your skills? And he said, oh, I'm really good with organizing stuff and finances. And I went, well, welcome to the team, you're my new campaign manager. So
baptism by fire.
That's exactly it. And he's been absolutely incredible. He's been through, well, my whole team has been, really. Like, and this is the thing for myself is, while it is a campaign for this state election for this year, I look at this as much bigger than just the election. It's a real grassroots movement, and I've got people. I've just had Darren, who's rocked up as well, and he's been in my corner since very day dot, and he's been incredible as well. And the amount of support that I'm getting from the ground up is just it really motivates me to keep going. And it while my face is on the poster, it's a team there. We're really all working together. They're really hard, and it's showing everyone. Everyone's coming up to me going, like, it's great to hear that it's not just a two-party system here. We can actually have a different voice, and we can go in a different direction into the 21st century.
So as the voters are coming through here down what I just called the gauntlet or the concourse or whatever you want to call it, and they're talking to you, what sorts of things are on their minds? What is coming through loud and clear as being the issues that the people down here at the Torquay pre-poll are most concerned about?
Definitely being around the Torquay area, overdevelopment's definitely on the tip of everyone's tongue. Listen, again, a lot of people are saying similar things to kind of what, and this is the reason I stood up, is that it's not about being pro-development or anti-development, it's about how we do the development. So a lot of people are just saying, like, we need to look after our environment. We live in one of the most beautiful parts of the world down here. We've got the Great Ocean Road, and we've really got to look after it, you know. So that's definitely number one, and that kind of rolls into climate change has also been a massive part of this campaign as well, where people are really starting to feel the effects of it and really want to make some change, and we really need to make some change to come, like, in this election for the future of our society, I guess.
Do you think that'll translate at the ballot box? Because there was a a survey that just came out. I saw it was interesting. It said that most people are concerned about the price of electricity before they are concerned about the carbon dioxide emissions. So people are still, I suppose, most importantly, looking at their bottom line.
Yeah, listen, it's something that obviously everyone's back pocket is obviously going to be on their mind.
Yeah.
But I do think that climate change, because we are starting to see more and more of the effects, and people are feeling it firsthand, and they're feeling there's also a huge cost to climate change on a kind of political level. So I do think that people are starting to really wake up and realise that there is other options, and that we do need to go to renewable energies. And if we keep pushing renewable energy, and the technologies get better, and it's just going to keep getting cheaper. I mean, you look at all the stats and renewables keep dropping while fossil fuels are getting more and more expensive.
Very interesting. Well, how are you feeling in terms of how Saturday is going to go when it's 8 o'clock on Saturday night and they're doing that count for South Bowen? Where do you think you're going to be?
Where am I going to be physically?
Where are you going to be on the list of votes or the ballot paper or the results screen?
Mate, I'll tell you what, I'm gunning for the win, that's for sure. So, and judging by the amount of people coming in and just really coming straight up to me and just going, love what you're doing, really support everything that you're about, and I've checked you out, like whether it's newspapers or on the website, I'm starting to feel pretty confident, you know, like even though it is my first time and I am an independent, so I'm up against the big parties, obviously, but I think that a lot of people are ready for some change and ready to steer clear of the two parties. So, listen, I'm looking at state parliament, and if that doesn't happen, who knows? We've got the federal election next year, so
this might be a test run.
We might see, you know, like this won't be the last that you hear from me. Whether it is political all I want to do is just help our community and our society, and really move our whole society in one direction all together into the 21st century.
Well, best of luck. Thanks for being part of our pioneering outside broadcast. This is the first outside broadcast I've done when we don't actually have to be connected to mains power. So it's the future.
Yeah, well, there we go. And that's what we're doing, 21st century stuff. And that's independents right. are kind of all the rage at the moment. So come on down and get an early vote.
Excellent. Well, good on you. Thank you very much. Damien Cole there, independent candidate for South Bowen.
Thanks very much, Mitch.
Marion Smedley is coming up to the microphone now, Greens candidate for South Bowen. Looking forward to speaking to her once again, twice in one day. Just shaking hands. It's very hard to host a radio program and shake people's hands all at the same time. So down here this afternoon at the Torquay Early Voting Centre on Winky Way is where we are. And it's near the Aldi. So there's an Aldi, there's a Bunnings. As you're driving in towards Torquay past the municipal offices, that probably describes best where we are. So it's sort of on the Geelong side of town, which is quite convenient. 28 minutes to 6 o'clock and you're on 94.7 The Pulse.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.